This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Lynn Neary. A new report by Amnesty International says China has intensified its crackdown on activists and particularly lawyers. It says there's been a complete disregard of national laws, noting at least four cases in which lawyers were threatened with violence by the authorities so far this year. And some fear the situation is deteriorating, as NPR's Louisa Lim reports from Shanghai.
It was a Tuesday afternoon, and lawyer Yan Yiming had been called to his law firm's conference room in Shanghai to give advice to three men. When he turned around to write on a whiteboard, he was suddenly assailed with blows raining down on his back. The three men were beating him with iron bars and a hammer. One thought was flashing through his mind.
I've been a rights defender for 10 years, and many different people have threatened me many different times. Now, finally, those threats have become a reality.
He staggered out of the door, and his attackers ran away, leaving him with a broken right shoulder and a fractured left shoulder. The police acted quickly, and within a week had detained four people in connection with the attack. So far, Yan doesn't know who ordered the attack or why. He's made lots of enemies over the years through his work in environmental protection, defending shareholders, and pushing for government transparency. He'd always known the risks.
China is changing from a society ruled by men to one ruled by laws, but we're not even halfway yet. Rule of man is much stronger. 8 of the top 10 whistleblowers have been arrested. Those who fight corruption get caught.
When it comes to building the rule of law, observers believe that suffered a setback following changes in the leadership of the Supreme People's Court. Here's Jerome Cohen, a Chinese law expert at New York University.
For 10 years, there was a movement to improve the professionalism of the judges, to give them more scope, to try to make independent decisions more frequently. And under the new leadership for the last year or more, that line seems to have been reversed. This is a shift in emphasis.
The new Supreme Court president, Wang Shenjun, is not a legal professional, but a police and party administrator. He's introduced a new doctrine known as the Three Supremes. The Three Supremes are, in order of importance, first the party, then the people, and last the law. Lawyers say this leaves the legal system open to abuse. Corrupt officials could use the excuse of defending the interests of the party or the people to interfere. Jerome Cohen believes it sends a clear message from the top leadership.
They don't want autonomous judges, they don't want autonomous courts, because you can't guarantee that the will of the party will be implemented if judges aren't listening to the party but following the law.
One way of silencing vocal lawyers is to shut them down. Lawyer Li Jinsong knows this all too well. His law firm, Yitong, had defended some of China's most high-profile dissidents. But it was closed down by the authorities for 6 months at the end of March, and its lawyers forced to hand in their licenses. The reason given was that Yitong had illegally employed an unlicensed lawyer. But Li Jinsong believes the move was in retaliation, after some Yitong lawyers campaigned for direct elections for the leadership of the Beijing Law Association. He says their fate is a clear warning.
This is a case of killing the monkey to spare the chickens. We've been extremely careful not to operate outside the law, yet the authorities were able to abuse the law in order to destroy us, who are well known inside and outside China, and that will have a huge effect on other law firms.
He too has been threatened, harassed, and beaten. 3 years ago, he and three other colleagues were brutally beaten as they travelled to a local court to defend another lawyer. The circumstances were suspicious. No one but local court officials knew they'd be travelling that day. Despite repeated calls, local police never came to investigate. He charges that in today's China, rights lawyers are treated far worse than political dissidents.
If I was a dissident who every day cursed the Communist Party in Hu Jintao, the type of punishment I'd get wouldn't be life-threatening. I wouldn't be beaten with iron bars. But if my defense of victimized groups hurts powerful officials or capitalists, they often use these tactics.
Every rights lawyer eventually becomes a rights case. Those were the words of a man called Gao Zhisheng. In 2001, the Justice Ministry named him one of China's top 10 lawyers. Then he began taking on the most politically sensitive cases. In 2006, he was found guilty of subversion, but released from prison. He's been missing since February the 4th, when he was taken away by state security after news emerged that his wife and children had defected to the US. Despite this cautionary tale, Li Jinsong says he's willing to sacrifice himself for the law.
If China's legal system is a skyscraper, it should be 100 stories. But it's not finished. We've only built 30 or 40 stories. If we're standing high up in the building and I get knocked to the ground and killed by corrupt officials and their friends, at least the 30 or 40 stories we've built will still exist.
Yan Yiming agrees. Maybe they'll break your bones, put you in prison, or even kill you. But someone has to take on that duty, he says, and I'm willing to do it. And despite everything, both lawyers remain optimistic. Of course I have confidence in the law, says Li Jinsong. The law is the only weapon we have. Louisa Lim, NPR News, Shanghai.